your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome to On the Clock with Aaron Green. I actually went almost blank just now. I knew that I'm hosting with Aaron Green today, or for Aaron Green today, and I just went blank. This is 10 o'clock. So 10 o'clock is On the Clock with Aaron Green. My name is C.A. Nuri and I'm holding on for Aaron Green because Aaron Green is out. And while Aaron Green is out, I have a co-host, who's Rodrigo.
Hi, Rodrigo, good morning.
Carly, and she's like a fixture on Aaron's show, so people are very familiar with her. So she's going to join me today as I'm going to have a open line Tuesday. It's going to be an open line Tuesday. That means we can talk about whatever you want to talk about, right? What's trending inside the news, what's trending on social media, and just have a conversation about that. So if you had some burning issues that you wanted to bring to the fore to say, man, what do you think about that, CA? I'll be happy to entertain such conversations, right? Rodriguez is a psychologist, am I right?
Yes.
So her insight is always great to have, especially with particular issues, right? I'm going to start my conversation about a big headline inside the newspaper today. It says, former PM Minister's son has abortion charges against him dismissed, right? That's going to be what my first conversation for today. A few years ago, I think it's about a year or two ago now, I'm going to put in my words, right? A rape victim, young, teenage girl, right? Got pregnant, apparently, right? And her mother, her grandmother, took the victim to whatever clinic, and something was decided that to end the pregnancy, right? And of course, abortion is illegal in the Bahamas, save to save the mother's life or some kind of complication. Abortion is illegal. Whatever happened, the doctor who happens to be the former prime minister's son, right? Well, we just call him Dr. I guess it's hard to say Dr. Minister, two of them Dr. Minister, right? The doctor was charged for the abortion, right? I don't know if I should call the lady victim, because she is a victim, right? You're the psychologist, you can tell me the right words, right? The lady involved who got the abortion, she was charged for the abortion. Her mother was charged for the abortion. Her Grammy was charged for the abortion. I'm not sure what happened to the person who they had detained, because they did detain the person for rape or whatever it was. He was released on bail, etc. And it brings the conversation to a head about whether abortion needs to be legal, whether the state spent all of this money and resources chasing after the victim to punish the victim, knowing all the supposed facts, you know. But instead of there being an initial investigation before charges was put through, that they charge everybody. And I want to know if that, now that the charges have been dropped, all the charges for the doctor, the mother, the Grammy, and the victim, using that word still, does someone owe the Bahamas a duty of care, as clearly something went wrong? Clearly something was not right with this issue. Or this is something that, say, well, justice is blind. Blindness is on justice, and the idea that the police had to do their job, right? The police said someone committed abortion, therefore it's against the law. My job is to lock you up. And those people in authority, the prosecutors, right, will have to determine whether the case gone forward. But there's man hours. There's research and whatever it is that we paid for, resources that we spent, right? Surely someone needs to account for that. It can't be, oh, well, this is part of what we had to go through, right? And I want, like, you being a woman, right? You being a psychologist, mm-hmm. right? You deal with victims, mm-hmm. right? Do we owe the duty of care now to the victim? I'm still using that word. I'm trying to find a better word. Do we have owe a duty of care to the victim, right? Because she had to go through all of this, mm-hmm. right? Did we punish her? Do the state knows that something went awry, that this ain't normal, that we now wounded this child, because she was 15 at the time, I'm not sure what she is now. She's not 18 yet, the child. Mm-hmm. Did we punish her twice?
Mm-hmm. So, well, firstly, I am the vice president of Bahamas Sexual Health and Rights Association. And so this kind of conversation is conversations that we have quite often. And so there's a lot of issues involved in this one situation. And it's first, how are you charging a minor? She cannot give consent because she's under the age of consent inside this country. And so how are you charging a minor? And that's when we look at laws, you know, sometimes laws are in place that don't always benefit the person that's involved. Because if you want to say that abortion is not right, right, then you are within your rights to do that. But I feel like doctors also have the ability to make decisions based on what is right for their client. And well, patient, it's called a patient. And what is the most beneficial for the health of their patient. And I feel like you also do the medical professionals a disservice when you kind of intervene with them exercising the ability to do what's right for their patients. Because she is a child and she was assaulted. And so to punish the people that are trying to fix the problem rather than addressing the actual problem of the rapist is where my biggest concern always is, which is what we always do. When a woman is assaulted, our question is, well, what were you wearing? We don't address the fact that it was assaulted. The little girl that was assaulted
on her way from school.
We spent a whole lot of time talking about the mother. And not one conversation was about the actual man that performed the crime. So we always, not always, but we very often like to blame women. It's what you're wearing. It's what you're doing. It's your attitude. How did you address them? Oh, she was a fast girl. Maybe that was just her boyfriend. And now she want to blah, 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 blah. So we always do those kinds of things when it comes to women.
Why do we do that? Is it that we expect much from women, that we put women on a pedestal, that women are the, since it was, okay, watch me get biblical, since they were created second, mm-hmm. right, that they were made better. So we expect more of them. Men could do folly, but women were crafted differently, right? So because they're crafted differently, I expect more from them.
Well, as a female, I will not speak for the masses, but I will speak from my own experience. And a lot of times it's actually the opposite. A lot of times it's because we don't respect women. Historically, we have seen women as objects to be purchased and to be used, not women to be respected. And so if you are assaulted, you have a responsibility for how you conduct yourself. So we usually place blame and responsibility for the larger things in society on women. If your husband cheat on you, you wasn't being a good wife. It's not because your husband just wanted to cheat on you and he doesn't have self-control, whatever, whatever. It's because you weren't being a good wife. If your kids are not doing good in school, it's because you're not being a good mother. It's not because your child has a learning deficiency. It's not because maybe the teachers are not stimulating them enough. It's not because maybe the classrooms are too big. If you don't have enough money to pay your bills, it's, oh, what are you doing as a woman? And so I feel like some would argue that we also kind of do the same thing to men, but we're talking about females right now. So
yeah, we're talking about
females. The females. Yeah. And so I think it's a disrespect for females that has been coming up, where a lot of it is fair. A lot of us have to give our phone numbers to males because we're afraid that if we say no, they're going to assault us.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Like, no?
But well, I'm the worst person to ask because I am an aggressive female. And so if I say no, I'm going to fight you. And so the timidness that you kind of get from other females being afraid to, I won't. Because I will let you know in plain English words that I will take this bottle and I will throw it at your face. Can I say that? Oh, sorry. I mean,
you sound like one of those people. No, I appreciate it. I'm going to have this conversation broad, using this...
as an example.
As an example, and then hash it out and build it out, right? And also, I'm going to have in the conversation the issue regarding the senator and we call a little girl, right? And you mentioned that women are... And you didn't say the word disrespected, but not appreciated or... have a disregard generally by the Bohemian populace. But there is a number of women who would say, no, you're wrong. You are one of those type of women who want to be man, then try to be violent, right? That women has a role, and the role is to be demure, to build up a man.
Right.
And what you are now trying to push forward is not what the majority of women want. Right.
So I agree with that. And I guess my rebuttal to that is always, if you're not going to follow your end of the rule, don't expect me to follow mine. And so if my job is to be demure and respectful and poised as a female, then also make sure that you are being strong and supportive and empowering as a male. Don't have an expectation for me that you also cannot maintain, because I am soft and respectful. But if you want to threaten my safety, then don't expect me to be soft in that moment as well. You have to pick a side. Okay. And so if you want to threaten, if you want to be aggressive, if you want to be violent, if you want to exploit, then don't expect me to just take that.
This is On the Clock with Erin Green. Of course, it's C.A. Nurin. That's Rodrika Colley, who's speaking to me right now. We're having an open line Tuesday, but we're talking about, I'm not sure if we say women's issues, but how society see women. And we're using this this abortion case for the charges were dropped recently as the guideline or the pinpoint to have our discussion. Let me start off with reading the article. So those persons who are not familiar with it or who haven't purchased the Guardian or the Tribune as yet, I think they can go out. This particular article I'm reading from the Tribune, today's Tribune, it says, former PM minister's son has abortion charges against him dismissed. Abortion charges against Dr. Jamil Minnis, son of former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis, were dismissed yesterday, along with charges against the mother and the sister of the 15-year-old Harbour Island girl accused of helping her end her pregnancy. The dismissal came on the first day of Dr. Minnis's trial before a jury. Prosecutors will now focus on rape charges against 24-year-old Alonzo Pinder, who is accused of impregnating the teenager, right? The story continues on page 5 of the Tribune. Abortion. Moving to that. It continues. Son's case. Okay, let me look for that. Abortion 5, where is it? Okay. Son's case, one of the greatest hurdles of former Prime Minister's life. Pinder was charged on September 12, 2023, with having unlawful sexual relations with the girl between July 1st and July 31st that year. October 2023, Dr. Minnis, the girl's 45-year-old mother and 25-year-old sister,
were accused of intentionally and unlawfully causing her to abort a fetus on September 4th. Other relatives were also charged with conspiracy to commit abortion. Though their identities were withheld to protect the child, abortion is illegal in nearly all circumstances in the Bahamas, and prosecutions are rare. The charges against Dr. Minnis, a practicing doctor, marked a highly unusual case against a medical professional. Yesterday, Dr. Hubert Minnis described the past year as one of the greatest hurdles of his life and said the ordeal had taken a heavy toll on his son, who was barred from practicing at Princess Margaret Hospital and placed on half pay, although he continued to run his private practice. "I've been going to court in and out for over a year with him," he said. "The rest of the family and myself, wife and all of us supporting him. And we were happy this morning to hear that I, as a doctor and a gynecologist, I look at the case and I mean, from my medical perspective, I didn't think there was a case. But you know, that's just my opinion and I'm very happy. I want to thank God that it's over." He thanked the hundreds of people and religious leaders who stood by his family, saying their support and prayers helped him endure the ordeal and refocus on the country's future. Reflecting more broadly, Dr. Minnis said the case highlighted the high cost of justice for ordinary Bahamians. "What this case has made me aware of, court representation is costly, and what it really opened my eyes to is that there are a lot of Bahamians that cannot afford legal representation," he said. "Therefore, I believe that a lot of individuals may have gone to jail or found guilty because of improper representation. That is a great disadvantage for the poor and middle-class individuals because legal representation can be very costly. I think moving forward, that is something I will fight and to try and improve on to ensure that every citizen of the country has not only a access to proper health care, but at least have access to legal representation." I think I missed a word there. Okay. The callers want to engage us about this. That's the article there. I thought it was going to be more about the incident itself, but it seemed to be more about the former prime minister. But as a gynecologist, as a doctor performing, we know we have, like I said, abortion on the books, mm-hmm. right? That means this can happen again or could happen again, right? People would argue that the emergency abortion mm-hmm. rule or the cliff that you consider it was not met. We understand, we empathize that
you mean the time frame?
No. Oh. The idea of the reasons when you could do abortion, mm-hmm. right? Health, medical, and issues.
Right.
That there was no health, medical issues for this particular issue.
That was an assault.
Yes, but the assault itself does not mandate that there must be an abortion. It's unfortunate, and I'm empathizing, and I'm pushing the issue not because I want to be that evil person. I say, no, the woman was assaulted, but the child must have rights. The child may have rights. But our law does not say that because you have was sexually assaulted, that the law gives you permission to abort the fetus. Mm-hmm. They did it on their own. That discussion needs to be had so we can make and come to a conclusion on what it is or what type of Bahamas we want. Right? I understand they dismissed the case and maybe it got dismissed because the doctor had some good attorneys. But if it was a poor person. Same thing with former Prime Minister said mm-hmm. that all of them would have gone to jail. Mm-hmm. So we need to have that tough decision, that mm-hmm. tough discussion on moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And the sad reality is that abortions are going to always happen. When you don't have laws in place, you just stop it from happening safely. Mm. Because if you make it illegal, then people are going to find unhealthier resources to access it. That's not going to stop them from doing it. That's one. And then there's another big issue about education. But we can take the callers before we get to the education. Yes, let's go
do that. Producer, let's patch that first caller through so they engage. This is Open Lying Tuesday. This is On the Clock with Erin Green. Of course, it's C.A. Nuri holding on for Erin Green while she's out. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning, C.A. Nuri, and good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
You know, just is me state emphatically that I don't support abortion. Eh? I look at it as being murder of an innocent, defenseless fetus, human, period. Now, now that protocol has been established in terms of how I feel about it, I have some concern. Okay. And Dr. Minutes was very monotonous, eh? Boring. He didn't really make much sense. But the point that I'm trying to make, though, is this. I'm going to charge the doctor for murder. That means our laws recognize that an unborn child is a human being. Agreed? In this case. But if a gunman or if a pregnant woman is murdered, irrespective of how advanced she is in her pregnancy, the unborn child life does not count. That's our law. We only recognize one life at that stage. But then when doctors perform an abortion and they are caught, they could be charged with murder. Exactly what are we saying? What are we saying?
It seems like double standards. We would need, like I said, we need to have these tough decisions, these tough discussions.
I mean, I heard, yes, she said she's very aggressive. That's a woman's issue. They always speak about women and children, but this is a woman's issue. This is a man talking, woman's issue. And I can't find one woman in the Bahamas who has the moral compass to advocate to have that law change, whereas the unborn child life, once it's interrupted, it should be charged as counted as a human life. Can't find one woman in public life to address this issue.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that clever.
But they talk about marital rape.
But I agree with you. You have one woman. I agree with you.
Well, hopefully, you would meet with the other women, and you all would start an advocacy. Some sort of advocacy to address this vexing and very disturbing issue that plagues me and haunts me as a man when I see unborn women lives being interrupted, child dying also, and we marching around here saying that the child life does not count. We've heard about these things, and not one has took up the mantle to address this vexing concern of mine. But that's what I have. That's my take in respect to this thing with the doctor, involving the doctor. But the doctor should have been charged. I don't care how you look at it. He still should have been charged for murder.
And I appreciate you, Cleveland. We'll continue this conversation. Listen, though, you may have to call back to add more to it, but I appreciate it.
Okay.
Cleaver, who's a male advocate, a man's advocate in general, right? He's active. He's passionate. Bahamas knows him, right? He mentioned that the doctors should be charged.
Mm-hmm.
It's against the law. All the doctors know. All the doctors know that if I abort this child, I can pay for it. I doing this on a wink-wink, nod-nod idea, because this is illegal. Now, it just happens to be a high-profile person who happened to got caught. I'm not sure even how people found out.
And that's my biggest concern.
Yeah.
Well, not concern, mm-hmm. but little eyebrow raising.
Yeah, I'm not sure
because
how people found out.
Terminations happen all the time.
So we hear into the Bahamas that terminations happen all the time.
And it's very accessible and relatively affordable. So I don't know why this specific case was highlighted as much as it was. And I guess they're trying to make an example out of this particular doctor.
Some people say it was political.
Right.
We have to go. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guiding radio. I'm sorry.
On the clock.
Good morning, CA. Hey, guess how you doing?
Doing well, Dylan.
Hey, a quick question for your guest, right? How do you feel about the Plan B tablet? And also, right, I think that abortion should only be legalized if the female life is threatened. Because sometimes females have medical conditions, right? And, you know, I think that the female is the primary life source. And the first person that should be looked at before when looking at abortions to save the life. So what do you think about that? Because sometimes the female itself, life is threatened by giving birth.
Okay, thank you very much, Carl.
Well, firstly, okay. A Plan B is kind of a similar thing right? So we experience cramps when we experience menstrual cycles, and there's a shedding that's happening. So a plan B kind of is all in the same line of getting out whatever is in. But my challenge with abortions, and this is a personal prerogative of mine, is that everyone is against abortion until it's their 13-year-old child or until it's their sweetheart and they don't want their wife to find out, or until it's them in the situation where they don't want the child. And so I feel like we do have to educate people on sexual responsibility. We do have to educate people on the importance of consent coercion, on birth control, on what their reproductive rights are. But when you start talking about abortion, and I'm going to throw something there just to be a little devil's advocate, right? I was having a conversation with someone, it's a Christian guy, about abortions. And he was like, abortion is wrong, that's murder. So I said, okay, no problem. So if there was a pedophile, a serial rapist, pedophile, how should he be whatever? Oh, hang him. I said, but that's murder. We shouldn't murder anybody, regardless of what the crime is. And he was like, no, but you killing innocent children, you're a serial killer. We need to put back in place for there to be severe punishments for people that do these intense crimes. And I was like, you have to pick a side. I'm very big on that. So if you're going to have a standard, make sure your standard is going to be across the board. And so if you want to make sure that abortions are regulated and done safely and done within context and responsibly, then sure. But just, oh, abortion is murder. We murder animals as well. And some people would argue that that's just as bad.
Just as bad.
Because we eat meat and we're killing off the planet and we build all these houses and we have all these cars emitting fumes in the air. And I know it sounds like a little bit of a stretch, right? Because it's not a human life, and I get that. But we destroy things all the time. We kill things all the time. We're not responsible in taking care of the earth. We're not responsible of taking care of our family and our friends and developing relationships with our children for people to be healthy and have mental health. And so I just wish the conversations that we had around abortion were conversations, I wish people cared this much about mental health as they do with what somebody decided to do with the child that's...
I'm going to go to the line because the lines are lit up. But before we go to the line, how, as a woman, mm-hmm. how do you feel about men? Like how the caller was telling you about the women's body and how abortion should be taking mm-hmm. place or when and where. As a woman, how do you feel when men tell you?
Well, you know, first I told you that women were essentially seen as objects. So right now, if you want to tie your tubes, they're going to say, I can't tie your tubes because you're not a married woman and I would have to ask your husband. Hmm. And so there is this general disregard for females.
We can stick to this conversation. Bodies. We can hash this out, whether it's culturally a disregard for women in general, or it just happens that it just seems that way as we are conservative. Right? But let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. God in radio. I'm hey. Sorry. On the clock hey, with Aaron man. Green.
On the clock.
Yes.
Hey, so good morning, Mr. Neri and Ms. Corley, and to your listeners, Poppy. Ms. Corley, I think you hit the nail on the head when you talk about if it was your girlfriend or your sweetheart or something. I think not just here in the Bahamas, but we're talking about the Bahamas all over the world. We're hypocritical. You know, we speak out on certain things, but maybe if we was in that position, we would have maybe do the same thing. So I think sometimes we could come across a little hypocritical. Then you give another example, like you say, pick a side. I think it's hard to pick a side, and it might make you seem like you're confused, because I think certain situations are different. You know, like the example with the, I think you was giving an example of the pedophile or the, you know, and mixing it with, you know, taking a life, but certain circumstances and situation. You know what I wanted, since you're talking about woman issues, and Miss Corley, you can't speak Patois a little bit, eh?
No, I cannot speak Patois a little bit.
I like your accent. I like your voice. I something. But listen, since you're talking about woman issues, right, who makes the decision? Because I think Nuri is asking a question. It's not how you feel when men, you know, ask certain questions. We feel like you know, only a woman could have a could get pregnant and have a child, right? And some of them are not responsible. And some examples might be given where some other children in their life might be abused or whatever. How do you make that decision? I mean, I talk about some children get killed. You know, you could send a mother to jail or whatever, but they still could reproduce. Some even go to jail pregnant in spite of being charged. How do you make that? I mean, are we wrong to who will make that decision for that woman to say, well, tie her off because she ain't a good mother and she, you know, she's not, you know, she haven't, she
I like that conversation, Papa.
You know,
let me ask
you. And she's bringing children in the world. Then Ms. Corley, one last thing. You're talking about the doctor and the abortion. I don't know who's, if it's important to ask who's the lawyer or what, but it was never mentioned who was the lawyer. And you're saying the baby was aborted and they still charged the person who had sex with the minor? I wonder how. I mean, and that sounds a little funny. Ms. Corley, on the Guardian News, Dwight is reading the news in the mornings, and he read one news where a little girl, must be about 15 or something, say her daddy, Melissa, had sex with her. They go into court, right? He get charged and everything. And her and her mommy, the girl and her mommy, gone to the attorney general office and say the little girl was lying. She was mad because her mommy and daddy either wasn't together or whatever. But guess what, Miss Corley? The doctor reports say she was touched, like, how they say it, not intact or something like that. So my question was that even if she lie on the daddy or say that wasn't true, who fooled with her? She didn't do that to herself. No responsible letting that minor, you know? What should happen in them situation?
Thanks
if you could answer one, I'll appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a whole slew of questions.
Right.
Choose anyone.
I'll work my way backwards then. So in cases of a child, it would be the doctor's report. She is a minor, and so it technically would be the parents because she cannot give consent. But if there were signs of sexual activity, then an investigation would have been done. There are different protocols for those types of investigations. Sometimes social services is involved, et cetera, but they would listen to the report of the medical doctor in those cases. I do not know who the lawyer was for this case, but I do agree that it is a bit concerning that this one was highlighted, considering there was already a termination and sentencing, punishment, whatever have you for it. Remind me of the other questions.
No, we come back, right? Because the lines are full. So this text says, breaking news. Breaking the Bohemian tradition of kicking the can down the road. We seem to now be kicking the ball around the field with no goal in view. Statutory rape is rampant since teen pregnancies only increase, not decrease. Abortion is one side of the coin. Castration should be the other. They're always trying to castrate men. But anyway, I understand. Let's go to the callers. The phone lines are lit. On the clock with Aaron Green. Go ahead. How you doing, caller? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Call going once. Let's go to the next one. Go ahead, caller. On the clock with Aaron Green. Okay, all the callers. Sorry about that. You can always call back and we make sure I answer the phone quicker. Let's see if we get this caller first before we go to pivot a little bit. Go ahead, caller. On the clock with Aaron Green.
And, Commander Neary, what's happening?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
And to your most esteemed guest. Mm-hmm. Grammy boy, yeah. Grammy boy, not a boy. Listen, I agree 110% to a certain extent with your guest and Cleaver Duncombe. Cleaver Duncombe put it succinctly as to what's going on. How are we supposed to look at women? What kind of angle are we as men supposed to look at? We're supposed to look at women as our equal opposites. Because there are things that tasks that women are designed to perform that a man could never do. You understand? Life can't go on without men and women. So why would we look at them as anything less? You understand? And all with in terms of your opening salvo with reference to the doctor and them, all of them should have been charged. Because the fact that it's against the law, someone would have had to told the doctor, Dr. Minnis, what he was up against, what he was doing. So he should have known. And it is in my view that if a young child is raped and they don't, or an adult, and they don't want to keep the child, bring it to fruition, because there are many people out there in the world that would adopt that child. You understand? They don't have to see it, but you got to bring it to fruition now with regards to murder and killing. Those words are two different words. Killing an animal is for meat purposes, or even if you done in sport, is defined if you have any Christian beliefs in you in the Bible as killing. To kill a human in the scriptures is murder, and it is only a reference to the killing of another human being, murder. So the word murder and killing should never be confused. You understand? That should never be confused.
I appreciate
that's my
you.
Contribution today.
Mm-hmm. Carly, you believe that's mansplaining?
Yes. But also,
he's using the Bible. He's saying, man, that definitely a murder was committed. The doctor had an abortion. Abortion is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that women are special. They're here to complement men, mm-hmm. right? And that you have a role. And the idea that even though a travesty happened, that child, the fetus, is innocent, and that we as good Christian people we need to appreciate life. Right, and bring that baby into fruition, full term. And if you don't want to have the baby, you can give it to adoption. But you do mental health. What something like that would do to the child involved, the victim involved, to take care of the baby?
So I think if the conversation was about a 15-year-old that was being active with her boyfriend and ended up with a child, and he wanted to have a slightly different conversation, then I would have been okay with that. But this was a child that was assaulted. And one, I don't think the doctor should be charged, because a doctor's primary role is...
It's against the law.
Care is the doctor's primary role.
He's not a mental do health care. Professional to say something.
I'm not talking about a mental health. As a doctor, do care. Is your job is to not do any harm, to take care of your patient.
Yeah, harm the baby.
In the interest of your patient is the mother.
Yeah, but the mother's life is not in jeopardy.
Yes, it is.
How?
First of all, in childbirth, you can have the full experience of death.
So you're saying every woman should be considered abortion? That's what you're trying to say?
I think any person can have a right on if they want to bring a child into this world, especially if you were assaulted. Because if you were being irresponsible, if you were being sexually active and you impregnated, that was your decision. So a pregnancy in that case would have been a result of your actions. You were assaulted.
Mm.
You were going about your life, living your life as a child, and you were assaulted. Why would I pay for the consequences of someone else's actions?
Mm.
I didn't want a child, which is why I didn't have one. I was assaulted. So no, I should not be forced to bring a child into this world. I wasn't being reckless, irresponsible. Well, not in this particular issue. We don't know what the child is doing. But in this particular issue, I wasn't being reckless, irresponsible. I was assaulted.
So you believe, let me just put it on as a record as we go to the phone lines again. If anybody is sexually assaulted, they should at least be allowed to consider an abortion.
Yes. That's medical safety. You're having a child as a 15-year-old is a detriment to your health.
Okay, let me change that now. You believe anyone under 15 should be able to have to consider an abortion?
I believe anyone at any age, if you were assaulted, you have the right.
No, that's two different things. Assaulted, we already gone over. And you agree with that. Now, now you moved on to choose 15.
15.
I'm saying anyone 15 and under, you believe they have a right to at least request an abortion and should be considered or granted once you're 15 and under.
So here's the thing. If you're 15 and under, you cannot consent.
I mean, you go to your mother. Remember, they lock up the mother too? No, they lock up the mother and the grandmother, right?
So
I want to know if the mother could say, I'm going to carry my child. She's 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe she's too young mentally or emotionally, and I should have the right. I should be written in law, protected in law, enacted in law, that once he's 15 and under, mm-hmm. remember abortion is illegal,
mm-hmm.
right? They should have that access to abortion.
Because yes.
Okay, that's what makes sure what you're saying.
I will flip to the second part of that, though, because the bigger issue to that is sexual education.
Yeah, but they said they're educated. I'm just talking about the right to abortion now. That's what I'm talking about. They're educated. They get
But the two of those things go hand in hand.
Yeah, okay. So they need to go to classes also.
But Because if you're going to be sexually active, then you need to be on birth control. We need to have a conversation about why you're not using protection.
Mm.
Those are the bigger conversations here. Because the people, you're 15, you're going to have sex, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Even if it's with your boyfriend,
mm-hmm,
that's what you're going to do, mm-hmm, whatever. And so we do need to have a conversation about contraceptives. We need to have a conversation about protection. We need to have a conversation about these all things. That, yeah. But you are a child.
Let's go to the phone call. I mean, the lines are lit up, man. People want to engage you, right? Let's go. On the clock with Aaron Green. This is the Ignorant.
Morning, brother Nuri. Good morning to your guest. Her name is Miss Corley.
Corley is her name. Yeah.
Yeah. The first thing, when she says she would stand up to any person that's aggressive and she would throw a bottle at them.
She says she's not going to let a man beat her.
Right. Okay. Or if they come on and they're over aggressive, yes, thank God, because I have daughters. And what you do in today's society, if somebody talking to you, you basically can use your phone, you take a picture, or, you know, in any kind of way, take a picture, you get their number, take it, and you sit there, and they're always texting anyway, and you take it and you pass it on to someone and say, I'm with Yuri. This is his number, this is that. And if they get overly aggressive, that's some safeguards, and they get overly aggressive, and she says no, then look at you, I just sent your information to my dad. So I know it's no one. Please leave me alone. On the issue with this thing with Dr. Minnis and his son and this abortion thing now. What if the parents have taken the child and gone to Dr. Minnis' son? And we recommend, you know what? I'm going to recommend you all need to travel and go somewhere where they give abortions, right? But we consider that an issue. It wouldn't have been. It seems political of what had happened with Dr. Minnis, the abortion thing. On the other hand, when you talk about giving consent, the age is 16, and you don't have to be active. And the parents, in this case, where the child was 15, is in charge of the decision for that child. So these issues can be flushed out. There ain't no long story about it. And whether a woman is assaulted or not, whether she's a female is assaulted below the age of 16 or over the age of 16, they have the choice, and below the age of 16, it's considered the responsibility of the parent or the guardian. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a nice day.
Thanks for much, caller. Thank, let's go to the next caller. Let's run through all these callers. Producer, let's patch the next caller through. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio on the clock with Aaron Green.
Good morning, New England. Good morning to your wonderful psychologist.
Good morning.
First of all, I agree with that. She makes me laugh when you say, I throw water in your face. But I have a question here. In Jamaica, it's 14 for consent. In Guyana, it's 13 for consent. My question is, I'm going to hang up. Should we lower the consent? I have time to develop it to 14 or what have you, based on the circumstances of sexual circumstances. That's my question.
You wanted to lower to 12, to the age 12. Okay, no problem. I understand. Some people say 12 is matured enough.
Mm-hmm.
I say 16 is good. But then some other people would like lobby it to 12. But let's move on to the next caller. Go ahead. God, on the clock with Aaron Green. Go ahead, caller. How you doing? The caller hang up. Disconnected. Let's go move on to the next one, Kermit. On the clock with Aaron Green.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling, by the way.
Absolutely, always listen, never called. First time caller.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
I think you're just speaking with kind of a double standard.
Explain.
Every situation when it comes to pregnancy, abortion, murder, everything depends on the situation and everything depends on the circumstances. I agree with Popper in that it always can be go hard left or go hard right. Sometimes you have to meet in the middle, depending on the circumstances surrounding a case. I've had an abortion over 25 plus years ago,
mm-hmm,
and there are moments that I still cry over it.
My Lord.
So whether you do or whether you don't, there are always going to be long-term effects.
Can we engage you in some questions?
Sure.
You're a matured woman now.
Yes, I am.
Not judging you on any circumstance. Would there be any circumstance that you would consider an abortion? Any kind of circumstance?
Right now?
Yes, in your lifetime now, you're a matured woman, you have experience.
No.
So if you were sexually assaulted and happened to get pregnant, would you take that baby to term?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to know that. And tell me why.
I would have to take it to term and give it up for adoption. But even when I think about the one that I had almost 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I sit and I always wonder what that child would have been. You know, how different my life would have been if I had allowed it to come forth. And even when it comes to having your tubes tied, like your guest said, you know, doctors would recommend that you don't have it if you're not married. And to a certain extent, I do agree, because you're 25 or you're 30, oh, I'm going to have my tubes tied because I don't want to have any children. But who knows what life may have for you. You may meet someone and you do decide to get married and you do wish that you were not able to have a child. Yeah. So I think that we just have to always weigh things in the balance. You know, it's not always about, well, I'm a woman, I have a right to do this or I have a right to do that, which you may, but I believe that God also put things in place to give us boundaries, and boundaries are meant to guide us, because sometimes we don't always know what we're going to meet up against down the road.
Last question for you. Do you believe that women should have the right to choose an abortion if they wanted to? Or you believe that their bodies can be policed, or we should create laws that no, abortion is illegal?
I think it depends on the circumstance. It really would have to depend on the circumstance.
And what circumstances would you say?
I can't go hard left and I can't go hard right on it. It really would depend. I mean, I think one of your guests, and even your guests alluded to, if there are medical issues.
Medical
issues. If a woman has medical issues, if there are medical circumstances, then, yeah, you know, in that
case. But not rape?
For me.
For you? What do you mean you're talking about you? Yeah.
If I'm a woman and not if I'm a woman, I apologize. But if I were assaulted or I would rape, yes, I would still bring that baby to term. Even if it meant that I had to give the child up. Oh, who knows? Life has a way of working itself out. I mean, I may have that child and go to term, and I may decide to keep that child.
Mm. I appreciate you, ma'am.
So it really depends on our mental capacity. Because sometimes bringing forth the child or aborting the child can do just as much as a damage mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on that individual and your mental capacity. That young girl may not have even wanted to abort her child, but she may have been in a situation where she didn't have a choice mm-hmm. for whatever reason. So that may still cause mental effects on her. I mean, as long as she can probably live, because like I said in the beginning, I've had an abortion many, many, many 20 plus years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there are moments that I do sit, sometimes even cry and wonder how different my life would have been, how I had brought that child to term.
Ma'am, I truly appreciate you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. No problem.
Let's see if I can squeeze this last caller in there, Kermit. Guiding on the clock with Aaron Green. My God. With Aaron Green. Hey, go ahead, caller. We'll continue this conversation on to the next hour also. Go ahead, caller. No? Let's go to the next one, Kermit. Oh, go ahead, caller. On the clock with Aaron Green.
The boy God had it fixed for me. That poison didn't answer. But listen to me here. The lady is on to something. She's strong in her belief. She's strong in her belief. But let me give you a real situation. My wife, I didn't say my girlfriend, my wife was pregnant with my son.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was a diabetic.
Mm.
And I am a diabetic. And what happened is that the insulin that she was taking, the doctor said it started to affect my son. Now, I was putting it in a tight position. They said if she continued with this pregnancy, the baby would come out, but he might come out deformed or something, whatever. All right? Now, my other choice was either get rid of the baby or let them take the baby a week under 6 months. He wasn't even full 6 months. A week under 6 months. And I told him, boy, we can go with this one. Take the baby out. And let's see, my son spent 2 years. His first 2 birthdays he had. he had in the hospital. My son is now 21. He just went to work this morning. My wife lived 11 years after that, before she died from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a chance you're going to have to take, but make the right choice.
Make the right choice.
Now, my thing here about a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old being raped and pregnant, they're pregnant. If they have to take that child away from that teenager, whoever she's pregnant for should get charged with murder.
And I appreciate you.
And most, let me say this in closing, most of the young girls you see around that age bracket, sexually active now, is either with their mommy's boyfriend, their stepdaddy, their granddaddy. They know the person. The person is known to the family, known to them. And very seldom you see a stranger will just, it happens, just come up and yuck a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old like that. That person is known to them. They're being baited in by good treatment, good little, this went fun day to school, they give them little money, get a little outfit. They're baiting these young girls in.
Okay.
But I'm going to continue listening.
I appreciate it. We're about to close, Miss Colley, right, Rodrigo? I want you, I'm going to continue the conversation in the next hour, mm-hmm. right? But it seems that all the men who've called said, lock up the doctor. I'm not sure if you noticed that, right? All the men, I mean, I think a woman also called and says that perhaps she was coerced by the mother to have the abortion. Mm-hmm. And then, therefore, the mother should pay. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that clearly there's a need now for a conversation as moving forward. Are we planning to charge more doctors? Are we planning to charge more mummies? You know, more aunties to say, man, you can't be coercing your 15-year-old because it's inconvenient. We can have this conversation. We can continue the conversation. We'll be open line on the next side too. But we're going to talk about women's issues since we have you here. You know, we can have you opine on these things. This has been On the Clock with Erin Green. Erin Green is out. Right, this is C.A. Neri who's holding on for her. Of course, Rodrigo Colley, who's a psychologist, was here also. He's giving commentary about what's trending inside the news. On another hour on Guardian Radio AM, we'll continue this conversation. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.